Hey, everybody, from Horror Movie Night, we've got yet another bonus episode. They just don't stop coming. This week, we are joined by my friend, which I think I've only met you once, but I feel like we've known each other forever, my friend Tracy.
Hi. We've actually hung out a few times.
But we've met a few times, not nearly enough. We need to hang out more. But
I agree.
But, you know, we live 3,000 miles from each other, which makes it difficult.
Yeah.
But you have a bunch of cool shit going on, and you're a huge horror fan that's done plenty of, like, cool little horror projects. So I wanted to help you out with all the cool stuff. So let's talk about the cool stuff that's going on first.
Yes.
And then we'll just geek out about horror for a bit.
Yes. All right. Well, where should I start?
Well, let's start with the pageant, the semi-finalist thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So I am a semi-finalist for Miss Veteran America 2019 this year. And I can't believe I got even this far.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
So what branch of the military did you serve?
I was in the Air Force during the 9/11 time frame.
Gotcha.
I know. It's been a while. It was a long time ago.
So what's the process to be Miss Veteran America?
So you basically have to sort of put together an application of sorts, and you mail it out to them, and then they see if you qualify. And I've noticed that not a lot of people, like, I'm not seeing a lot of women. So I just thought, oh, like, they're going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of other military girls, there's going to be a ton of them. There's really not. I don't know how this process goes, but yeah, so I guess it really is kind of a difficult process. I don't know, but I sent them in, I told them my story, and that was it. Yeah, now I'm here. And now I'm trying to get as many likes on Facebook and Twitter as possible so I can reach out to everybody.
And then you're also donating a lot of your time and energy beyond the likes and the stuff like that on Facebook, but you're helping the homeless while you're doing this campaign, which is even cooler.
Yeah, that's the bigger picture. I was talking to another one of the girls, actually, who is also running. And I was like, you know, I'm not really focused on winning, because it doesn't feel right to say that, you know, because what we're ultimately doing is helping female veterans and with children who are homeless, which is really strange because you know, when you think about homeless veterans, you think about the ones with, you know, who are from, you know, from the 60s, 70s, you know, from who are missing limbs, and they're usually male. And, you know, but it turns out there are only like 4,300 women veterans who report in that are homeless. But it turns out a lot of them go unaccounted for. So I had no idea, but there are 2 million of them women who are veterans, homeless, and a lot of them are single mothers, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking because I was homeless once. So I get how they, like, I understand how they feel, but I didn't have a child with me. You know, I don't even know how these women survive, like, with or without kids. It's just insane the amount of, you know, energy and emotion and whatever it is that they feel. You know, they're coming back from the war theater, and they come back and they're just rejected of any of their, you know, benefits. And how they end up, any of them actually, but how they end up homeless is, I just, it's really heartbreaking. I'll never understand it. And the really messed up, yeah. And the messed up thing is, you know, the VA does have, like, programs and benefits, but they don't really tell you. You have to really, really dig to find out if there's anything they can do to even help you. And if they can, you have to fight for so long. The process takes way too long. I'll just say that. And too many women are out there homeless and don't know where to go and are alone and with kids.
Yeah, it's not right.
Yeah. 70% of them, I think. 70% of the women who are homeless have children with them. Single mothers.
So where can people go if they want to donate to the fundraising that you're doing for this?
Well, for me, they can go to CrowdRise. It's part of the whole, I guess, GoFundMe sort of thing.
Okay.
And I am actually going there right now. If you go to CrowdRise, you can go under my profile, which is it's under TRAYCEEK, and then the number 4, MVA 2019. So it's basically my name, and then 4, MVA Veteran America 2019. And
we'll have a link inside the show description as well for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
So let's go into some happier news, because yes. we're doing. I mean, it's amazing that you're stepping out and doing this and raising awareness and raising the money. And it's so cool that you made it to the semifinal. So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
All that.
Thank you so much.
Now, I also remember that you used to do a How to Survive Horror Movies series. So let's talk about that a little bit. Whatever happened with that?
I actually took a break all last year. I just took a break and started focusing on me and the, you know, charity and everything like that. So it's still in the works. I do plan on filming something later this year.
Good.
Yes.
Good, because I miss it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to make sure this is really bloody messed up.
So you've... How long have you been a horror fan? Were you like a horror fan for life, or were you one of those people like me that was afraid to watch them for the longest time and then finally ballsed up to watch it and was like, this is amazing? Like,
yeah, I was kind of not in a bad way. So don't take this, you know, like everybody take this bad, but I was kind of forced into it.
Okay.
But in a good way. Like, I was 5 and my dad and my brother were horror movie fans, and one day they put on The Thing and I was like, no way, I'm not watching this. This is awful. And my brother, legit, he was like, you're such a chicken. Don't be a chicken. And I was like, I'm not a chicken. No way. And then I watched it, and ever since then, like, I swear to God, even during the summer, I watched a lot of HBO and just a lot of horror movies, just all of it. And ever since then, you know, I'm surprised I'm not messed up in the head. I'm not a crazy person.
Do you have a favorite, like a go-to, almost like a comfort food horror movie where it's like, you know what, this one just always hits me right where I need it to hit me and makes me feel good?
Yes. I it's really weird, because I was telling somebody this the other day, that whenever I'm having a stressful day, I watch horror movies. But I always turn to 1982's John Carpenter's 1982 version of The Thing.
So it's almost like that the one that got you in there, it leaves like that kind of, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it absolutely makes sense. Cause like Mayan are like Scream and The Frighteners and Monster Squad, which were kind of like all of my entry points into horror. I wonder, that is interesting. I wonder how much of it is like this Venn diagram of like the movies that you watched as a kid that got you into horror, and how much that is like the comfort blanket movie for you.
Yeah, I think the reason I watch it so much is because, again, I did watch it with my brother and my dad. And it does kind of bring back that feeling of safety. And I was, you know, with my family and we were doing this together. I mean, except for my mom, of course.
Yeah.
She's, you know, the only sane one. but yeah, it does bring back good memories and a good like feeling. And it's really strange. I don't know what it is, but there are other people out there who have said that when they're not having a good day and they're feeling stressed, they'll actually watch horror films.
I think that there's something, it's almost like a, you know, it could be worse type feeling. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, man, I'm having a bad day, but I'm not being chased by Jason. So like, that's pretty cool.
Oh my God. You know, it's funny because I know if a horror movie situation were to happen in real life, I would probably be the first person to die, because in real life, I'm actually really soft and like bubbly. And then you just see me like, I'm just like, oh, destruction. It, like, in, like you said, the How to Survive a Horror Film, where I just destroyed everything. And you'd be like, why wouldn't you be able to survive? And I'm like, because I'd want to help everybody. And somebody would, sure enough, turn around and, you know, probably try to rob me and take all my canned food, and I'd let them.
See, you'd think that all this time you'd at least be prepared, where you're like, you know what, I did all these, I figured out all the ways that it could have gone wrong, and now I'm prepared for the zombie apocalypse or someone to be inside my house with a mask and a chainsaw. But no.
I do have a bug out bag, and I do have bug out gear for my cats, believe it or not. I do. Yes, I have.
So your cats are more prepared to survive a tragedy than you are, yes, is what you're saying.
Yes. Because the only useful thing in my bug out bag is a radio, and I have like this big knife, and that's it.
What does the cat's bug out bag have?
They've got like rope. And they've got there's water in there. Like, I actually ordered water that lasts for such a long time that you can store it for bug out. And they've got first aid kits and food. They've actually got toys. Yeah.
Why are your cats so prepared?
Like, because I care about everything and everyone else before myself, and it is seriously something I know I need to correct.
So. I just want to clarify. I want to make sure I'm understanding this properly. Your expectation is that your cat will bring those ropes and that first aid kit to someone who needs them, not that your cat is able to utilize that rope and that first aid kit on themselves, correct?
Well, I mean, yes, but a lot of this stuff is for cats.
Which, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm sure people could use them too if they wanted to.
I'm just imagining like Cat MD, where this cat's just walking around, busting out the first aid kit and helping people. But
yeah, no, they're
so
not
strange.
Yeah, they don't care. They're cats.
All right. Well, once again, thank you so much for joining us for this little mini episode, this little mini interview. Congratulations again on making it to the semifinals for Miss Veteran America. And go to the link that is inside the episode description and donate, because more importantly than seeing our good friend Tracy win, it's way more important to help the homeless situation that's happening right now. So yes. Go and donate and do a good thing.
Thank you so much. And yes, the bigger picture, let's help these women and their kids get off the streets. That's the bigger picture here. And thank you for having me. I had so much fun talking to you.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.